Tara Vanderveer is going into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. She has had a great basketball coaching career. Actually, she started playing basketball when she was back at Indiana University and, of course, then came on to the West Coast, and for more than 25 years has been the basketball coach at Stanford University. You know, Tara, when coaches and also players are inducted into a Hall of Fame, I know it means a great deal to them, but I've always found it means different things to them for different reasons. How about in your particular case?
Well, you know, Ron, first of all, it is a great honor. I'm absolutely humbled by it. I grew up in Schenectady, New York, and started playing basketball kind of as a third grader. You know, maybe 2 hours away, my mother was from Springfield. So for me, probably the thing that's most meaningful is going back to Springfield, and my mom will be there along with, you know, my family and relatives, and, you know, it's a family reunion.
How hard was it for you to develop, or even if you had the passion for basketball, to be a woman, a young girl, to want to play this game? How hard was it back then, Tara?
You know, it was really hard. This was back in the day before Title IX, before basketball was, you know, the sport that it is. I grew up and there were they had intramurals for boys in the fifth and sixth grade that I didn't play in. So I just had the best basketball. And when I went over to my next door neighbors had a hoop up, and I'd take the best ball. And if the boys wanted to use my ball, I played. But it was really frustrating growing up and not having those opportunities. And I'm so thankful that the opportunities are there for the girls now, young girls and college women, and also for me as a coach. I love what I do, and I love working at Stanford, so it's all worked out.
Who was it that in those early years didn't let you get down about maybe not being able to have the opportunities in basketball that the boys had? Because was that a parental thing? Was there somebody who was a mentor in the early going that said, don't give up on this, you can play this game or you can coach this game?
I don't know. Actually, it's kind of funny. My dad was always, Tara, come in and do your math homework when I was in the ninth grade. My algebra homework, basketball wasn't going to take me anywhere, but I just said basketball. I just loved basketball, and I just couldn't get it out of my system. But I never played on a high school team. There just really weren't those experiences for girls at those times. But I did play on a very limited college team, where we had like a 7-game schedule. And I actually watched basketball practice at Indiana. I watched Coach Knight and his practice for 3 years, almost every day. And I was really intrigued by the game. I never thought it would take me anywhere. But I did have the chance to coach my sister's high school team. I had the chance at Ohio State to be an assistant coach and the junior varsity coach. And then jobs opened up, and I went to Idaho, went back to Ohio State. And I'm very thankful to have the opportunity to be the head coach at Stanford. And I loved being here at Stanford for, as you said, 25 years.
I know that you used to sit up in the stands and you'd watch Bob Knight work those practices and everything. What is it that you saw down there that you, even today, you still apply to coaching basketball?
Well, I've watched a lot of different practices. I kind of learned by copying. And Coach Knight knows the game of basketball. I don't have the same maybe exact temperament and philosophy, but he's a great teacher, emphasized discipline. There's big differences now. We have the 30-second shot clock. In the old days, there was no shot clock. We have the three-point line. In the old days, there wasn't a three-point line. But I really watched the organization of their practices, and I really learned a lot from, his practices. And then I went to Ohio State, where I had the opportunity to meet Fred Taylor, who is Coach Knight's coach and winner of the national championship 1960 with John Havlicek, and just a great team there. And I really spent a lot of time. I kind of hung around a lot. I was there when, just waiting to ask my questions. And the same thing with Coach Pete Newell when he was at Stanford doing the big man's camp. I'd watch and watch and watch. And, I just feel like I exposed myself a lot to basketball. I'm kind of like a little bit of a sponge. And people have been great, and they've shared a lot of their ideas with me.
An observation from you, Tara, when you take a look at the great coaches, what is the commonality that they all have? What is it they all do? They have to have talent. I know that, but there's something that the coaches are able to do with the talent that they have that allow them to reach their full potential. What is that?
Well, you know, I had that conversation a little bit with Coach Bill Walsh when he was at Stanford. I would always maneuver to sit next to him during coaches' meetings and, you know, talk to him. And I think there are several things, but it's a vision. You know, you have to have a plan for how you want your team to play. I think it's a passion for the sport. You know, I think you just have to be open to learning and continue to learn from, you know, your assistant coaches and your players, and surround yourself with quality people. And I'm really fortunate to, again, work at Stanford with great, great assistant coaches, great administrators, university, you know, president all the way down. And then on top of that, I think having really talented and motivated players.
One thing I know Bill used to say to me is that coaching at Stanford, he knew the quality and the type of athlete that he was getting in football, and he felt that he could do some things with those athletes because of the intellectual approach that they have toward the game that maybe you couldn't do elsewhere. Do you find that to be the case at Stanford? And maybe I've always heard, no matter who I've talked to, even at the WNBA level, they will tell me that coaching the women is much better because they're more coachable. They're understanding, they're sponges, they're willing to learn, and they're willing to grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, I think kind of, you know, two separate questions. I think, first of all, you know, when I have coached at Stanford or when I was at Ohio State or when I was with the Olympic team, they're all real quality players and very, you know, you have to be smart to be a basketball player. I mean, you have to be really you know, you have to understand the game, and you have to work hard with the game. So intellectually, I have, you know, very bright players at Stanford, but they are all, I think, basketball players. They're all very bright about the game, and I've enjoyed that. As far as coaching women, I think women are socialized differently growing up, and that, you know, I think a lot of women just feel really thankful for the opportunity to play sports, and so they don't feel like they have all the answers. And you know, coaching is really a great opportunity, and it's teaching in front of maybe 10,000 people, or, you know, whatever, a million watching on television. But, you know, I don't know that there's a difference coaching men or women per se, maybe a little bit in how they're socialized, but I look at the men that are at Stanford, and they're great young men, and Johnny does a fabulous job with them, and, you know, they want to be great players, and they're just young team working really hard. And I don't know that there's that much difference between coaching men and women at Stanford anyway, what I see.
I'm going to pay you a compliment here because I think it's one of your strongest strengths. Now, I'm an outsider. I'm not somebody who's a basketball player can appreciate the X's and the O's. But you have a quality that I think is important in any successful coach, and that's adaptability. You seem to be adaptable to the players that you have in any given year, that you tend to adjust your system to the players so that they can feel comfortable and you're able to get the most out of them. A, am I right about that observation? And how important is that ability for you or any coach to be in being successful?
Well, Ron, I hope you're right. One of the things I will say is that, you know, what I try to do as a coach is really maximize our team's strengths and minimize their weaknesses. So every year you have a different team. You have a different puzzle, so to speak, to put together. You know, and there's, you know, and I think that we look at our team and we try to figure out, you know, with a team that has Candace Wiggins, you might be doing things differently than, you know, a team without her, or a team with Jane Appel, or a team, you know, with Jeanette Poland and Kayla Peterson. You know, there's just, I think you have to look at your key players and how do you make them look good, and not just say, I'm going to do what I know, but say, well, what are they good at, and how can I incorporate, you know, their strengths into our offense, or maximize what they can do for our team. And our team next year should be very different than this year's team. So I'm already thinking of new things that we need to be doing.
Tara Vandeveer is with us, an inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. When you think about all the players that you've had and all the teams that you have, what enjoyment do you get? I know coaches will take a look at the W's and the L's and the national championship, but I've always known you to be somebody that looked beyond that. I mean, it's one thing to get the product on the floor and have success or failure, but you've always been somebody that has been motivated to grow the person as well as the player, have you not, Tara?
Well, I think that, you know, especially, you know, maybe you start out as a young coach, you're really just trying to learn the game and survive. And, you know, I feel that my strength, the thing that I really enjoy is teaching. Both of my parents were teachers, And I just feel like coaching is an extension of teaching. And, you know, I just want to be on the court, and I love to see our teams improve. I love to see the improvement of our players. You know, when they come in as freshmen, you know, just how much they grow as players and people. And then later on, you know, there's nothing that is more rewarding, I think, to a coach or for me to have, you know, a player write a letter and say, wow, you know, you helped me grow, you mentored me, you know, you made a difference in my life. And those are things that, you know, I hear from players, or I get letters or emails or text messages now, and it really is very rewarding.
When you became the coach of the national team and took a year off from coaching at Stanford and led them to the gold medal in Atlanta in the 96 Olympics, and you reflect back on that year experience and then what happened in the Olympics, what is it that means the most to you, Tara, about that?
Well, you know, first of all, Ron, it was a great opportunity for me, and I really thank our administration at Stanford for giving me the leave of absence to do that. And I'm also very thankful that the Stanford team was left in extremely capable hands with Amy Tucker, who has the best winning percentage of any Stanford women's basketball coach. So I had to hustle back and get my job back. But Stanford was fine when I was gone, and I was thankful for that. But, you know, the opportunity to coach internationally was really exciting. And, you know, it just gave me a little bit of a sabbatical from Stanford, so that even when I came back, I was more excited to be the Stanford coach. But working with the Olympians, working with Dawn Staley, Ruthie Bolton, Lisa Leslie, Jennifer Azey, you know, Katie Setting, Cheryl Swoops, all those great players, Teresa Edwards, who was in the Hall of Fame class with me, I'm so thrilled for that. These are just great, great, great players, and to work with the very best players in the world was so motivating and so inspiring, and I've held on to that, you know, even 16 years later.
What did the challenge of coaching in an Olympics in the international arena, how is that different from the college coaching and the college game that challenged you?
Well, you know, your focus is totally on the coaching. There's no recruiting. Basically, you're working with very mature, very motivated, very focused athletes. And, you know, I, as an example, you know, with our Stanford teams, I think this is very true also. But with the Olympic team, there was no drama. This was about one thing. This was about winning a gold medal. And the sacrifice, the unselfishness, the maturity of this team and the assistance I had was incredible. And, you know, I'm just I'm thankful for the opportunity. And having said that, I think that, you know, we really try to carry that over to younger players at Stanford, you know, to understand this is your 4 years, this is your career, let's make the most of it, and let me help you be as good as you can be.
We got a couple minutes left here, Tara, and before I let you go, I know you were close to Bill Walsh, and the one thing that he was always proud of is the coaches that he led on to being head coaches and having successful coaching careers as well. And you've been there at Stanford for a long time. You've had some great assistant coaches that have gone off and had their own programs afterward. Well, what does that mean to you, aside from being just coaching players?
You know, Ron, it's, I guess, you know, the coaching tree, so to speak.
Yeah.
We're very excited this year. Bobby Kelsey was an assistant. She is the new head coach at Wisconsin. And as you said, even in the Pac-10, former assistant June Doherty is at Washington State. A former player, Charlie Turner Thorne, was at Arizona State. You know, a lot of people are out there. I see, you know, a bright future for Kate Pay, who is a current assistant. She gets numerous phone calls about head coaching jobs. You know, and I just think that I try to mentor our young coaches as much as possible, and then just, you know, wish them the best. I think it's a great compliment to Stanford and our program when a person like Bobby Kelsey is selected as a head coach at such a great institution as Wisconsin.
Well, I want to compliment you for the great career that you've had, but it's been fun for me to be able to watch it and talk to you a couple of times each year as you're getting ready for a season or after a season. And the fact that you're going into the Basketball Hall of Fame, so well-deserved. Tara, thank you very, very much, and I'll talk to you before the start of the season.
Ron, it is my absolute pleasure to speak with you, and I just wish you the best and safe travels in all the places that you go, and I'd love to hear from you and enjoy your program. So thank you again.
Thank you. Tara Vanderveer, inductee into the Basketball Hall of Fame. We continue on Sports Byline.